I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from meteorologist Peter Crank with the WVUA Weather Center in just a moment. Alabama's legislators will be headed to a special session later this summer to devise a working general fund budget. The Senate passed a budget late last week that included $200 million in cuts to various state agencies. Governor Robert Mitley vetoed that budget. He called it unworkable and extremely damaging to Alabama residents. APR's political commentator Steve Flowers says one of the main reasons the general fund budget was so difficult to pass is what lawmakers were hearing from the people they represent.
Their constituents don't want any new taxes. They're going home and they're hearing their constituents say, Dale, I don't care if you close the prisons down, what you do. I'm not voting for, I don't want you to vote for any new taxes. So that's what they're hearing. And, that's why they're responding like they are.
Lawmakers will likely enter a special session to pass a general fund budget sometime in August. To Kill a Mockingbird author Harper Lee is among the inaugural inductees to the Alabama Writers Hall of Fame. The 89-year-old Lee and 11 other writers are being honored as members of the hall's first class during an event tonight at the Bryant Conference Center in Tuscaloosa. Only five of the inductees are still living. Aside from Lee, they include author and University of Alabama professor Rick Bragg, as well as poets Sonia Sanchez and Andrew Glaze, and novelist Sina Jeter-Lasnand. The seven posthumous inductees include Helen Keller and William March, as well as Zora Neale Hurston. The honor comes just weeks before the release of Harper Lee's second book, Go Set a Watchman. It's described as a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird, but it was actually written before that beloved novel about racial injustice in the Deep South. To Kill a Mockingbird won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1961. June not only marks the beginning of summer, but it's also the start of registration for alligator hunting season in Alabama. Gator hunters can apply for official state tags between now and July. One tag means that hunters can catch one gator in one of four zones around the state. Kim Nix is with the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. She says there are a couple of reasons people sign up to hunt a gator.
Well, a lot of people are hunting the gator for the meat. I believe that the challenge is also an interest to people because it is a very challenging type of thing. Many of them have not done it before, so, you know, it can be a novelty. But they're hunting it for the meat and also the hide.
A record-setting alligator was caught last year, weighing in at 1,100 pounds. It's been stuffed and is currently on display at the Montgomery Zoo. And a small earthquake shook some of West Alabama this weekend. The USGS is reporting a 3.0 magnitude earthquake hitting 9 miles northwest of Utah. This is the fifth earthquake in that area since last November. Now your forecast from WVUA meteorologist Peter Crank.
Partly cloudy skies across much of the area for us today as we warm up into the upper 80s and lower 90s across much of the state. As a weak cold front moves into the area, though, we will see some scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up across the area, mainly for central Alabama and northern Alabama as we see that move into the area. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.